Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Pensacola, Florida, it's time for Pensacola Business Radio. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Keith over here, broadcasting live from DeVore Square. And I have Miss Stacy Myron from Sunshine Elder Care. Good morning.
Morning.
In our studio this morning. I am fantastic. I've already had breakfast. So I've got a head start. And I've got Michael Kruger here from, we're going to say UWF, because that's been your career for the last 4 years as a student, right?
Yeah, that works perfectly.
But you're also doing some internship stuff with Ballpoint, right?
Yes, sir. Ballpoint Communications.
All right. So we're going to give them a little representation today. So,
all right.
So Stacy, let's talk about Sunshine Elder Care, who you are and what you do, and just lay it on us.
Great. Well, Sunshine Companion Care is a non-medical in-home care agency helping seniors stay in their homes independently. In-home care is the most independent way, the most economical way to delay the transition into assisted living facilities, which could actually strip the many families of their money.
Yeah.
We strive to keep our clients independent and safe in familiar surroundings. As you know, dementia and Alzheimer's are so prevalent, they don't like a lot of change.
Yeah.
We also thrive on excellent nutrition. We do very customized shakes for our people, especially if they're in palliative care, end of life, just to keep them a little stronger if they want to. And our services can be privately funded or funded through the VA or Porch Creek Indians, Sunshine Health, which is a Medicaid waiver,
right,
as well as Humana. And then we do a lot of specific work for the Department of Children and Families, and our services range from Alabama all the way to Panama City.
So you're pretty busy then, huh?
We are.
Yeah. So what inspired you to do all this?
Well, my grandpa was my favorite person in life, and when I moved to Pensacola, I'm really an artist and a figure skater, and they only have ice.
Wait, an artist and a figure skater?
Yeah.
Oh, very cool. Okay.
That's pretty cool.
From Michigan. And so when I came here, they only had ice like 6 months a year. And I'm like, oh, no.
Yeah,
what do I do?
We don't even really. I think 6 months is stretching it.
It is.
I think you got like 3 weeks.
It's crazy. It feels like three weeks when you're doing what you love.
And yeah.
So I thought, well, I really need to just have a career, and I decided that I would go with the third passion, which is the elderly. I mean, they're all number one rated passions in my life. And so my brother and I used to ride our bikes when we were 8 years old. I was 8 and he was 9, and we found an assisted living, and so we went there and we made friends.
So we were in
college and we could drive.
Yeah.
We would still ride our bikes there.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
And we had a lot of friends. And when we were young, we told my mom, all the things that were going on with our babies. We called them our babies. And we had great relationships with about 5 of them. And she began to bring presents for the nurses of our babies. So we would bring these presents. And we were like 8, 9 years old. My mom, she packed us cigarettes to take. So it's not a good thing to admit, but hey, we didn't know how bad cigarettes were back then.
It was
all the rage. But I still, to this day, I help those elderly, and the advocacy is in my nature. It just always has been.
Yeah. So have you been with Sunshine Care this entire time?
Well, I own the company. So I started it in 2009. And we've grown to now about 40 caregivers and 70 or 80 clients.
Wow.
And we do a great job. Our case managers and, nurses love our work. We were able to give really incredible pricing for live-in care, so we can stay 24/7 and just really do a great job with the clients, keeping them in the home independently, and just providing that peace of mind that the family know, whether they're out of town or in town, that they don't have to stop in all the time anymore. And we're very great about offering sensitive solutions for customized packaging, plus the individual needs of that person,
right?
What they like to eat, and if they like to go go out and have outings or stay in, or but we really promote a lot of activity in the home as much as we can.
Yeah, trying to keep it out of hospitals and I know because my grandparents just now last summer shifted to assisted living, and they've been in their house or farm for forever, and it was like one of the biggest culture shocks for them and for us as the family trying to deal with it and get it, make it happen. But
absolutely,
you know, the longer you can stay in your home, obviously the better the health benefits are, from what I understand.
Right. There's more activity usually. You know, gravity is a huge thing. And when you get up 30 or 40 times a day, mm-hmm. it's good for you. It keeps the muscles going. But when they get into assisted living or they do that next level of decline where they're not getting up all the time,
yeah.
then things, you know,
they stop working.
Yeah. It goes south a little bit more quickly. But assisted living isn't a place where you act, you know, you have to slow down.
Sure.
They can still be as active as they can. I do a lot of activities in assisted living homes. I teach art classes as well as some dance classes, like little ballroom classes where mm-hmm. we'll come in and put music on and dance. And, you know, but I try to promote health and activity in the assisted living areas as well.
Yeah.
It's so great.
So tell me about your different branches of service. Cause you were saying private care, and then you've got some, I guess you stop by or you're not at 24 hours with everybody, right?
Right. We're caring for the people for exactly what they order us to. As a Medicaid waiver vendor, we typically will serve someone like 12 hours a week,
mm-hmm.
anywhere from 4 hours a week to 30. With the veterans, we do a lot of teaching and education about how our area veterans are able to get, and most of them are eligible for 4 hours of home care a week. So that would be, they would have to have problems with activities of daily living in the area of bathing, eating, or dressing. If
right.
they have two of those that they're not able to provide well for themselves, they would be eligible to go to they have to go to the main doctor at the VA, so their primary VA doctor.
Right.
And then they bump up a consult, which is the same word as a prescription, up to Biloxi. And then if they're approved, they get 4 hours of free homemaking a week. And I'll tell you, that can save a life.
Sure. On
Thanksgiving yeah. week, we saved a life. Our caregiver went there and nobody answered. And we know that our client couldn't drive. So they called the office and said, what do I do? You know,
yeah.
they're not answering. So we had the police sent for a well visit, and the police in this area aren't allowed to break in mm-hmm. and do anything. So they called the EMT. They came in, and sure enough, our client was, you know, still okay, mm-hmm. but had fallen. And, you know, our caring visit helped them save a,
yeah,
you know,
sure.
we saved a life. So
yeah.
I encourage everybody who has somebody that they know, a veteran or not a veteran, to seek out help. So we have a 1 hour minimum, and that's at $20 an hour. Then we have a 2 hour minimum and upward, and that's usually like $16 an hour. And then our live in care and longer houred things, I can sensitively price those if I need to.
Sure.
And because I'm not a large company and I can do anything
yeah,
I want.
There you go.
We can help.
The benefits of owning your own business, right?
That's right. The benefits of others.
Yeah.
Being able to save by coming to a smaller
yeah.
company,
yeah.
if you will. And we have a goal, you know, we would like to see our care staff grow to about 100 and then our client base to 200 or 300 in the next year.
Yeah. So tell me about your care base. Who are the people that are helping you with this venture and that are out there doing the work?
Our caregivers are loving, compassionate people who really share the advocacy for seniors. They share that with me. And then those are my favorite because I know that they're going to represent me well in the home. And they're anybody. They can be male or female, any age,
mm-hmm.
18 and older. They do have to get an $85 background screen.
Sure.
And they can go to my website, Sunshine with an O, Sunshine like Son of God, sunshinecompanioncare.com, click career, and follow the prompts. If you're not background screened through ACA, which is our licensing mm-hmm. agency already, you would need to do that before even calling us. Mm-hmm. So we don't even talk to you if you don't have that background
yeah.
screening.
Yeah.
And then they do have to release their social number, and we have a portal that only we can go in and
right.
and get those eligibility, yeah. see if they're eligible or
so,
not.
So, but you have nurses and other people on your staff that are medically trained?
No, we're a non-medical in-home company.
Okay.
So right now we don't even have to put out CNAs. We're not allowed to touch or help bathe or anything like that
right.
with our licensure in Florida. Alabama's a little different. We can do more there.
Mm-hmm.
But here we in Florida, we have strict, you know, guidelines. So we stay within those. And so really, literally anyone with a caring heart and can show up on time and
yeah.
respect the people that they're working for, our elderly become our boss.
Yeah.
So if you have a personality that you'll make someone's coffee the way they want it,
yeah.
not the way you want it,
yeah.
then that
you
makes
don't want
you golden.
Coffee the way I want it, I promise. It's way too much sugar.
Okay. So. Yeah. I'm a non-carb girl, so yeah. sugar turns
so
into
sugar
carbs.
So sugar doesn't work, huh?
No.
So. All right. What's the other two things you've got sitting over here? The Panhandle Warrior Partnership and what's that one? The Concerned Veterans for America. What are those?
Right. I team up with Concerned Veterans of America, and I help them out. We do a lot of random calling to call veterans to mm-hmm. see if they understand what's going on in legislature and to see if they want to help, you know, with things. But the Concerned Veterans of America, they are really for the veterans. The VA sometimes, you know, it's always a good thing.
it gets complicated.
It gets a little complicated.
Yeah.
And so we help them. We help with trying to set up volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
So when a veteran does want to go to the VA hospital to see their doctor, mm-hmm. maybe to see if they're eligible for their benefits or for any other reason,
right.
we help the Concerned Veterans of America help us find volunteers that we can help the veterans go to the doctor
yeah.
appointments that
yeah,
they
and
need.
Actually understand their visit and know what's going on.
Right.
Yeah.
So sometimes there is dementia, a little bit light, early onset, and, mm-hmm. you know, they help and they can, you know.
You don't even have to have dementia. It's just complicated language to begin with.
It really
you know?
Is.
And I can imagine not knowing the medical terms or understanding all of that stuff. You can get confused real quick.
Yeah, just anyone can.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, really. I mean, honestly, you almost need an interpreter.
Exactly. So but the veteran affairs, they're cut a lot recently, cutting back on the services, the amount of people that are able to get care.
Right.
So they're cutting back, and but there's still many people out there that can get services. So just if you know anyone out there that's struggling with their independence at home and they are a vet, you know, give us a call here at 850-346-0350, or you can text a different line, which would be 850-764-6638. And we help navigate that whole thing. And with volunteers, we can help get people the care that they deserve and that yep. they worked for, really.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So let's find, what's your website address so we can send people to that?
Okay. It's www.sunshinecompanioncare.com, and that's sunshine with an O. And you can find our a lot about us on that website.
Cool. Well, thanks for hanging out.
Thank you.
Stay for a little while.
I will.
Okay, mostly because the door's locked. You can't leave anyway. All right,
like
Michael.
Assisted living facility. My mom actually worked for one, and I volunteered for one when I was around 14 or so. I had a great experience doing that.
You didn't take cigarettes in your bag, did you?
No, I did not. That was one thing I
knocked
out.
Cool. All right, Michael, let's tell everybody why you're here, because you are the recipient of a pretty cool award.
Yeah, so it's the Kenneth L. Curtis Award. So it's the end of the year award at UWF given to leadership or someone who exemplifies leadership and capabilities throughout their time at UWF. So since I'm a senior, I guess I was the candidate for it, and I'm very honored to represent UWF in such a great way.
Yeah. So what do you have to, because it's was your whole career for this, like this year's, for you to get the award you got, it was the entire 4-year career of UWF, right?
Yeah, so pretty much everything that I've done within the 4 years at UWF. So
do you remember the 4 years of UWF?
Yes, I do. So I worked in retention programs with UWF men, so that was really eye-opening to see. I really learned a lot about myself within that.
Yeah.
And then throughout pretty much everything else that I've done at UWF, it's been with student activities and through the UCSI at UWF. And it's just really built me up to be an emerging professional in Pensacola. And I really thank them for everything. I just had so much fun doing it too, that it was easy to get back into it. It wasn't something that someone had to really like pull me along and do.
Yeah.
Because it was something that it made you want to get more involved than UWF and really give back to such a great university.
Yeah. So what did you study while you were at UWF? Because you graduate in December, so technically you're done. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, you're done. So what have you been studying?
Well, I'm a PR major right now. I came in being a business management major, figured out that wasn't for me, and then went over to the communication side of it and have not looked back since. I'm having a great time, and I love the coursework. I really do. It's nice to see something in academics that, you know, you really take a passion for, and PR is my passion.
Yeah. Do you plan on staying here in town when you're done grad? Did you grow up here?
No, I grew up in Brevard County, Florida. So Vieira, a little town, probably never heard of it, but I grew up there.
I'm going to say yes, and we're just going to go with it.
Yeah. So I grew up over there about 9 hours south, came up here, good opportunity for UWF, and been here for about 4 years now. So as far as post-graduation, really don't have any solid plans yet. I have stuff in the works, I guess you could say. I'm trying to see if grad school's in my future.
Yep. That question always comes up.
Yeah.
Do I want to do this for 3 more years or not?
Yeah, that's what I'm really playing with right now.
Can I ask you something?
Yeah, absolutely.
What would be your salary that you would like to see in the next year?
I don't really know. I've been really thinking about that, and I think it's not really for the salary anymore, that because I really wanted to make a lot of money when I get out of college, but now I'm starting to realize that it's more about the work and if I'm happy doing what I'm doing. So, I mean, as long as I can get by, I'd be fine with that salary, but I really just want to be content and happy with what I'm doing for the rest of my life. So maybe in the 40,000, 50,000 range. I don't know. Who knows?
I reach higher, dude.
Yeah.
Reach higher. You can be happy and get paid at the same time. I promise.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
I promise. But it's funny though, because, you know, when I graduated college, that was how you gauged, you know, where you wanted to go, was how much money do you want to make when you get out? And now, because how old are you, Michael?
22.
Yeah. So now with your generation, it's some of that has changed now. It's more about, you're right, doing the work that you love coming right out of the gates. Cause let's face it, you're going to owe somebody money, I guess, till the day you die, right?
Yeah. I'm seeing that.
Yeah. Yeah. Wait till the student loans kick in. I'm sure you'll regroup on that question. I promise. So, yeah. Well, okay. So, and there's a bunch of recipients of this award, correct? But you're in this different category, right?
Yeah. So the Kenneth L. Curtis is one award. There's also the Hal Crosby Award that our SGA president won. One of my fraternity brothers won the Emerging Leader Award. Keyshawn Patel, he should be on the show.
So he'll be on later today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brandon Robinson as well. He won the Best Student Leader of the Year Award, I believe. And there was other ones too that had to do with fraternity, sorority leadership. There's also Canon citations too. So those are, you know, people have just done something pretty special within a certain specific field.
Yeah.
So there's I'd say around like 10 to 12 recipients of different awards.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I want to know, what made you decide to come to UWF? I'm sure UWF wants to know too, but.
I think it was just the opportunity. I went to a bunch of different college visits around Florida, and I just really felt at home when I went over to UWF. I really liked the small class sizes. I really liked how hands-on a lot of the professors taught their classes. I don't know. It was just a certain feeling that I got when I went up there. I mean, there's a whole bunch of reasons why I love UWF, but at the time, just coming up, I didn't know any of those reasons. I just felt at home, I guess. Yeah. You can say. You see, the original.
It just clicked,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, it really did.
Yeah. You know? Very cool. Okay, so you just started an internship a couple of days ago, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I started up with Ballpoint Communications, which is a Pensacola-based branding and marketing agency.
Okay. So yeah. What are you doing there? You're not just going to get coffee. I know that.
No, definitely not. I'm not a coffee drinker myself either. So, and they laugh about that. But yeah, so right now I'm really working on the personal branding of Ballpoint.
Yeah.
But as far as you know, everything else that I'm going to be getting into, it's I got to acclimate myself within Ballpoint before I go out and start figuring out the different ventures that, you know, yeah, they do. So as it being my fourth day today, once you go in, I'll continue to work on the branding for Ballpoint, and then probably branch out after that, yeah, probably around 4 weeks or so.
Any particular field you want to get into in the communication PR side of things?
I think community relations. I had interned at the Greater Pensacola Chamber, and that just gave me a great sense of satisfaction to be within the community and just see local business owners and you know, really doing what they can to not only benefit themselves but benefit the community as a whole. I really like that. So yeah. I think
allows you to work on something different every day too.
Yeah,
which is kind of cool.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like entrepreneurial ADD.
Yeah,
I'm totally guilty of it.
Same here.
As am I.
Yeah, because you're still doing art and stuff too, right?
I sure am.
Okay, so and you've got something coming up.
Yeah,
you were telling us about.
I just won an award at the First City Art show. That's actually at Quayside.
Mm-hmm.
It's spelled Quayside, but anyway, that opening is this Friday night from 6 to 8. So if anyone wants to see what I've won, which I don't know until Friday, they won't let me know.
Yeah.
So I have to be there to get my award.
So they've told you won, but they won't tell you what you've won.
Right.
Well, it's like the Grammys something all over again.
Right. So I'm going to walk the red carpet there on Friday.
Cool.
From 6 to 8. Come join us for some free hors d'oeuvres. And
Where is that gallery?
It's, you know, where Jackson's is.
Yeah.
It's on the same face. That
right.
Same building as Jackson's.
On Palafox. Yeah. So South Palafox.
I've been there before.
Right.
Very nice place.
And then last month I entered the Pensacola Museum of Art juried members show. So I didn't get any award from the juror because she liked realistic work, but I got second place. I guess it was very close. I almost won the, I guess anybody can go in and just vote.
Right. So public opinion kind of thing.
Exactly.
Very
so
cool.
That felt good.
Very cool. So was it like very close by like one vote? Did they tell you?
They said it was just really close.
It was just really close.
Mm-hmm. So that's cool.
Very cool.
Alexis, leader from out there, and they know me a little bit better because people like my work. So that's always good for business.
I step up my game. I haven't gotten any awards lately.
Oh,
both of y'all sitting here with accolades. So,
but you're living your passion. So,
you never
have to go to work.
Who really won the award in this thing?
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. I'll take it. Yep. Absolutely. So cool. All right, man. Well, we're kind of getting to the end here. I want to wish you luck on day 4.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah.
And I'm sure you'll have fun. They're a very cool company.
Yeah, definitely.
They do a lot of fun stuff.
Yeah.
I know some people at the chamber. If you want to let me, I'll make a phone call for you. Yeah. Stacy's over here flagging you down.
Yeah.
So, very cool. And then, I want to just thank both of you for coming in today and sharing your experience. And we get the rest of your cohorts this afternoon. So
yeah.
We'll see if we can't pry them a little loose with some cool information.
Great.
You guys can find us at Pecola Radio X on Twitter. You can find us at Pecola BRX on Facebook, or you can find us at Pensacola.BusinessRadioX.com. Again, thank you both for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
This has been Pensacola Business Radio, where business is good and your work matters.